Hello, everyone. Long time no see. Welcome to the Pray Different Podcast. We with the Pray Different Podcast. Brought to you by yours truly, where you get to see the raw and real ins and outs of a woman after Christ's heart. I'm Adiola, fearfully and wonderfully made in God's eyes, period. Oh my goodness. I just think this episode we're about to go into is so powerful because the way God had revealed to me what he has been trying to say to a lot of us was just so amazing. And not only when I was studying it did I need it, but I continuously need this word. And so I'm so grateful. And if you paid attention to the intro, you will hear that I am no longer Nicole Adiola. I am now just going by Adiola. And let me tell you a little testimony really quick. So I went to a convention. As you may know, I go to a Redeemed Christian Church of God. And I was graced with an opportunity to go and speak the word of God on a global platform. And so when I went there, I had conversations with so many people. And I feel like that's one thing that I'm always so excited about when I go to these conferences and conventions is that I have the ability to build a global community. And that's not just in who I can touch, but who can also fill me up as well so that we can further the kingdom of heaven together. And I just think that's such a beautiful thing. But when I was there, I was speaking with one of my sisters in Christ who is now so dear and true to my heart. And we were talking about identity. We were talking about all the things that we have attached ourselves to that the Lord has not called us to. And so with that, it kind of was the starting ground for me starting to remove things from my life. And God had told me that I'm entering a new season. And so he said, as you enter this new season, you have to have a different identity. And now the identity is going to be hidden in me. It's no longer going to be of the world. Mind you, Nicole means the victory of the people, but the Lord had transitioned me into the name Adiola, which means crown of wealth. And so in this next season, I believe that the Lord is going to grace me with an opportunity to build riches in heaven. And that is through doing his will. That is through speaking the gospel. That is through snatching back the souls from the kingdom of darkness. And entering into that season was something that was so amazing to me. I was so excited. And so with that, I had denounced a sorority that I was in, a Greek letter organization, and I had quietly done so. And I had told the people that I was in the sorority with that I did not have plans to make a video. And so the following month, July, I went to another convention, and that one was in Atlanta, which I praise God for. It was for young adults. And during altar call, I kid you not, I was probably at the altar for maybe like an hour. And when I tell you streams of tears, I don't even know where the water was coming from, but it was like so much was just pouring out at that time. And I saw deliverance in so many aspects. And the Lord said, make the video. And I was like, oh my gosh. And so I was trying to get back into the spirit. I was trying to reconnect, but I felt a sense of urgency. Like he was telling me, no, get up and do it now. And so in the building, in the church, I went to a different room and I asked the Holy Spirit to speak through me. And through my mouth, he helped me to publicly denounce and renounce the Greek letter organization. And I feel like it is so amazing that I studied about what I'm going to talk about, and then it actually happened to me. And I feel like God is so intentional in times like that, because we have the ability to now see his character in a new light. And it's going to probably be a whole different podcast, but I feel like the Lord was telling me for a while, like a year and a half, that I should denounce the sorority. But I kept saying like, Lord, what's the point? Like, I literally prayed to get here, and now you're telling me to get away from it. And I don't feel like I'm idolizing it. I don't worship it. I don't, you know, do all these things. But the Lord was like, well, I'm revealing something else to you, because I feel like you are so focused on man's approval because you're scared of what people are going to say. And I was like, okay, clock it. You ate me up. I'm not going to lie. Because I was so nervous about the backlash that I was not going to be obedient. But then I had to sit and think about it, that what I love more than my obedience to God is idolatry. And so if I'm not being obedient, whatever I'm not being obedient in, I'm idolizing. Goodness gracious. And so I put man's approval in the seat of God rather than enthroning the Lord in that seat. And so from that day, I had to declare that, Lord, you were in that seat. And I just think that alone shows God's goodness and his mercy, because he had been telling me for so long, and instead of him to shut his door on me, he allowed grace and mercy to be upon my life. And I just bless God for such an opportunity. But yes, so now I am Adiola. I'm no longer going by Nicole, Nikki, or Nico, or Beans. I'm now going by Adiola. So a lot of people around me have already started that change. Some people, it's a little harder for them. But one thing I've also noticed is my ears have turned to Adiola. So when I hear Nikki, Nicole, or Nico, it takes me longer to respond, because I'm now assume the identity of Adiola. And I think that is so beautiful. And if you're not Nigerian, Adiola means crown of wealth. Ade, crown, Ola, wealth. So crown of wealth. And so I am so grateful. Okay, so now let's get into the actual episode. So when you have been called and chosen by God, you have the mark of Jesus that enables a spotlight on you, right? And so God sees all, right? But when you live a life surrendered to him, you have been given special attention, right? Your heart posture of surrender screams, I'm here and I'm available to be used, and I'm here to be trusted with much louder, you know, and that speaks greater than your works. We serve the God who sees us, Elroy. And Elroy means the God who sees us. And so just know that what you're going through, the Lord sees you, and what you speak out, the Lord hears you. Let me just open this episode up in prayer. Heavenly Father, I bless your name. I give you all the glory, all the adoration, all the honor and praise belong to you alone. For you are the one seated on the throne. And Lord, I pray that you will continue to be enthroned on our hearts, minds, and spirits in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I just ask that you have your way, that you come in and use me as a vessel, that your Holy Spirit will speak through me more of you and less of me in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that all glory and adoration be unto your name, for in Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Amen. So let's get straight into the word. Glory. So Genesis chapter 16, verse 13 through 15. Genesis 16, 13 through 15, and it reads, then she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her, you are God who sees. For she said, have I not even here in the wilderness remained alive after seeing him who sees me with understanding and compassion? This is Amplified Version, I believe. Verse 14, therefore the well was called Beher Lahiroi. I'm so sorry. Beher Lahiroi, which means well of the living one who sees me. It is between Kadesh and Bered. Verse 15, so Hagar gave birth to Abram's son. And Abram called his son to whom Hagar gave birth, Ishmael, which means God hears. I'm also going to read verse 16. Abram was 86 years old when Hagar gave birth to Ishmael. I want to start at the end really quickly. Abram was 86 years old. And at this time, Sarai, Abram's wife, was still barren. And so it took 86 years for Abram to see the fruition of his name, which means exalted father. And I know Abram was probably wondering at that time, well, my name is exalted father and still my wife is barren. But sometimes it's not going to look how we would expect it. It's not going to come in our time. It's going to come in God's perfect timing. Therefore, he can get the glory. So if it took 86 years, how much more for us to wait for the things that the Lord is calling us to? Well, since we're talking about identity in this series, I want to talk about the importance of your name. And I just think my testimony was so fitting because your name is what you answer to. When someone is named after a painful situation, it can take a negative toll on that person and the trajectory of their life, right? So I believe that's why God had to change names in the Bible. He changed Abram, which means exalted father, into Abraham, father of multitude. And he had to change Sarai's name to Sarah. Sarai meant princess, but Sarah means noble woman. He had to change Jacob to Israel. Jacob meant heel holder. But Israel meant God prevails. And Jacob, meaning heel holder, had to be changed because he wrestled with his brother even in the womb. He wrestled with life. He wrestled with the faceless enemies that a lot of us face, anxiety, depression. And Jacob had to have his name changed. And so even when he was coming out of his mother's womb, he was holding Esau's heel. Jacob was always from then known as a deceiver, second best, barely fitting into the frame. And he answered to that name every single time that he was called or referred to. And so God had to change him and give him a new identity, which was Israel, a new name of triumph. He couldn't answer to deceiver anymore. He now had to answer to God triumphs. So whatever situation you are in, name yourself Israel in that time because the Lord triumphs over your situation. Okay, going back to Genesis chapter 16, verse 13 through 16, where we were talking about Hagar, Abram, and Sarai. Hagar's name means flight. And I want you to really think about that in terms of the scripture, because we know her story. She was a maidservant of Sarai who was told to sleep with Abram because Sarai was barren. But the key thing is she was told by Sarai. Then she successfully became pregnant, and then Hagar began to think of Sarai as less than. Mind you, she was commanded, and she took the fruition of the commandment as something to think of someone else as less than. Whereas your blessing is also to bless others. It's not to make anybody feel less than, it's to accept humbly, right? And so after she successfully became pregnant, she started to think of Sarai as less than. And so Sarai started to treat her harshly for the disrespect. So Hagar took flight. She left. She fled. Her name means flight. And so when you continue to call her Hagar, which means flight, she will eventually fall into taking flight, fleeing from a situation that she should dwell in. But I think the beauty in this is that this situation helped her to see God's character in a new light. Because Sarah was a destiny helper for Hagar, but not the one that we always think we're going to get. We're always thinking we're going to get the one who gives us money or who gives us a job opportunity, but it's not always that. You know, we have destiny helpers who have already been appointed to send us into places where we may see as scary, we may see as barren, but the Lord is sending us into those areas so that we can see him in a new light. And when we think of this as a wicked situation, we miss the bigger picture. We miss the revelation of Christ, of God, of the Holy Spirit. It's about his kingdom. So when we are in these situations, we have an opportunity to cry out on God. So when we are lacking, we have an opportunity to cry out for Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We have the opportunity, we're in the midst of a battle, battle to call out Jehovah Nisi, who is our banner, our victory. When we are in the midst of the storm, we have the ability to cry out and call Jehovah Shalom, our peace. One thing that verse 7 in chapter 16 showed me is that even in the wilderness, you can find the living water with you if you open your eyes and seek him. Hagar met an angel of the Lord in the wilderness, but specifically by a spring of water. Her pain revealed to her that God not only hears her, but he also sees her. He sees you. He hears you. Your prayers do not fall upon deaf ears. And I feel like once we start to remember and meditate on that, that it makes it easier to wait. Because we're not praying to a deaf God with bound hands. We're praying to a hearing God with hands that are able exceedingly and abundantly. And not only that, he sees us. So he hears us, but he sees us. He sees our heart posture. He sees where we're coming from. He sees our motivation. He sees our current state. When you cry, the Lord is close to you. He is close to the brokenhearted and the contrite in spirit. And so when you are so lowly, when you are so humble to come to the face of the Lord and say, Lord, I need you. He sees you. You have that special attention. He sees your situation. He sees your pain. He sees your waiting. He sees your tears. He is the God who sees Elroy. So I want you to know that through every and anything that you go through, the Lord sees you. What we need to do is seek him out. We need to seek him out through his word. We need to seek him out through his children, through the body of Christ, because we don't go through these things alone. I feel like a lot of times when I go through things and I finally open up to another person, they will tell me about an experience that they have gone through or are currently going through and how the Lord is helping them. And so I feel like that's another thing as well, that sometimes when we're in the midst of storms, the Lord, he will see us and he will send forth his children. And that's why community is so important and why it is so important to have a church home, because it's not just the building. It's not just going to a place every single Sunday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, whenever you go, but it is to have a community in which Galatians 6:2 can come to fruition and we can confide in each other and gain an access to the Lord that we can't gain by ourselves. So Galatians 6, I'm going to read verse 1 and 2, and it says, brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such one in spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Verse 2, bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. And so when I go through something, my community goes through something. When my community goes through something, I go through something, because we are to bear one another's burdens. And I feel like I've seen so much of people being hurt by the church that they are figuring that's the character of Christ. But no, when people are reflecting the character of Christ, you will see that although, yes, they are human and flesh will come out sometimes and will cause a disruption, will cause hurt, it is also to realize that Christ will have the opportunity to shine through that as they surrender to Christ. And so I want you to know God hears you and God sees you. You are not somebody who is less than the next, that the Lord is not paying attention to you. When you hurt, the Lord hurts. When you cry, the Lord is there to comfort you. So know that you serve Elroy. Amen. Let's just pray us out. Oh, Lord. Heavenly Father, I give you all the glory, all the adoration and honor, for you alone art worthy, O God. Lord, I thank you that you see us. I thank you that you know our motivations, our heart's desires, and that you know Everything will come to fruition in perfect timing, your timing. Lord, I thank you that you know that some things will crumble us, although we think that it will exalt us, and you withhold it from us because you know it is not good for us in this time. And Lord, your word says that you will withhold nothing good from us. So we thank you that as you are withholding things that we think we want, that we are being molded in a way that is to look more like you, to handle and steward what we are desiring better and well when the time comes. Lord, I thank you that you see us. I thank you that you hear us. I thank you that our prayers do not fall on deaf ears and bound hands, but they fall upon ears that hear with compassion and understanding, and hands that can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And so, Lord, as you see us, help us to humbly worship and dwell at your feet, to worship you in spirit and in truth, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that you get all the adoration, you get all the honor, all the praise and worship, for you alone art worthy. For in Jesus' mighty, matchless, everlasting, ocean-dividing name I pray. Amen. I really hope that this blessed you. I hope that you had an opportunity to see God in a different way, because he sees you. He knows your pain. And sometimes we ask, Lord, why won't you take this pain away from me? But sometimes this pain is to help us to understand him in a new realm. Therefore, we can be enlightened and bear the good fruits of the Holy Spirit, just like Hagar did in Genesis chapter 16. And so I really want you to take this, to sit with it, to look at scripture and dissect it and chew it and really sit there and understand what the Lord is trying to speak through that. And seek out his word as well when you are going through situations or when you're trying to ask for clarity. And I feel like that's a reminder for myself as well, because in a lot of times I ask the Lord, but I don't seek out his word, even though his word is available to me and will grant me access to the answer of what I am looking for. But I hope you are blessed. I hope this blessed you. And I love you, but God loves you most. God bless. Bye.